This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Kakra has been teaching on a powerful subject titled, Stay Within Your Boundaries. The subtitle for today is Location. Let's join in today as he concludes.
So your location alone sets boundaries around you. Where you are supposed to be, where you are not supposed to be. And your blessings are tied to it. So sometimes people are binding and loosing, but they are in the wrong place. There are people in Europe, they are in the wrong place. There are many Ghanaians in Europe, I tell you, they are in the wrong place. Some of them are suffering. Instead of coming back to where they are supposed to be, they won't come. Me, I don't know. Me, I want to be here. Me, I want to struggle and find my way. Listen, there's no point in struggling with things that you should not struggle with. You must trust God. Are you understanding me? Recently, I was talking to a friend of mine in the States. Everything around him seems to be drying up. His job, everything seems to be drying up. His river seems to be drying up. And I said to him, don't you think that God is telling you that the brook, Cherith, is drying up and there must be a shift? Sometimes what makes you know you must change location is things begin to dry up. The things that used to feed you don't feed you anymore. The things that used to excite you don't excite you anymore. The help that you used to get is not coming anymore. The ease with which you used to do things, you're not doing it anymore. So what has happened is that your brook is drying up. But here you are, binding and loosing. We bind, we bind. Sometimes even your passion for something, it begins to dry up. And I said to him, everything that is drying up around you, it is a sign that you must not go into more fasting and prayer. It is a sign that you must change your location. I said to him, that's what you must do. And I said, if you change your location, God will bless you. And I told him something. I said, sometimes, even the change of location is not about money. When Lot went to dwell in Sodom and Gomorrah, he was rich. Lot also, which went to Abraham, had herds, flocks, and tents. He was a rich man. But it was not about money. It was about his children. All Lot's children became homosexuals. They perished in the great fire of Sodom and Gomorrah. So sometimes a change of location is not about money. Sometimes it's about your children. And only God can see the future. So Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah. He dwelt in cities, prosperous cities. Abraham, he was living in the desert. Abraham was in the desert, but he was at the right place. It doesn't need to be a city. It doesn't need to be a village. It doesn't need to be a town. It just has to be the right place. So I said to this, my friend, that listen, sometimes it's not even about money. Sometimes it's about your marriage. Sometimes if you're wrongly located, you will divorce. The location alone will make you divorce. The blessing of God. The Lord said unto Abraham, Genesis chapter 13, verse 14, after that Lot was departed from him, lift up now thy eyes and see all the place which thou seest, northwards, southwards, eastwards, westwards. God said, I will give it to you. It was a desert. But it's not a question of whether it's a desert or it's a city. Once it's the right location, the blessing of God will find you. Put your hands together for Jesus. Location. Number three, security and protection. Your physical location. God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, he said, I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. In other words, I will fight for you and I will protect you. Security. Do you know that Abraham journeyed to the promised land? But when he got there, there was a famine in the land. Genesis chapter 12, verse 10. And Abraham went to Egypt surgeon there. He left the place. And when he left the place, he became wrongly located. As soon as he left, he was wrongly located. And you know what happened? His marriage almost collapsed. Pharaoh's servants saw his wife and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. Suddenly, the wife had found a boyfriend. Suddenly, the king had taken his wife by force. How did that happen? A change of location. When we are wrongly located, we become vulnerable. That's what happens. Vulnerable. Anything can happen. But once you are the right location, God himself said, in the land that I shall give you, anybody who fights you, I myself, I will curse that person. I believe that as Christians, we mustn't take our physical location for granted. And we mustn't be in a place because it's comfortable. We must be in a place because that is the will of God for our lives. Number four, I want to talk about the next location. The first one was your physical location. And another your physical location, I gave you three locations. I spoke about what it does for you. I said three things. The next one is your marital location. I define location. I said the word location, it also means a position. My eyes have a position. They are located somewhere. They are located in my head, not under my feet. If my eyes are located under my feet, they will go blind. They are in the body, but they are wrongly placed. So placement is important. Now, let me tell you something about marriage. God himself has determined placement. I told you location means a place. It also means a position. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible says, the head of the man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. The head of Christ is God. It says the head of the woman is the man. The head of Christ is God. Now, this is talking about placement and position. I want to make three comments concerning the scripture. The first thing I want to say is that function and position are related. What does it mean? What it means is that the position you occupy determines the function or the role you play. If you are the eye, by virtue of your position, you occupy a certain function. You must guide us when we are walking. You cannot be the eye and say you are on strike. You don't want to see again. No. We have given you a prominent position in the human brain and it's on the head. And we said your position is to guide us so that we move on. Function. Now, most of the time, the Bible says that a man in marriage, in terms of your location, the Bible says you are the head of the woman. Men, we like the position, but we forget about the functions. It's not just a position. It's a function. And you cannot separate function from position. It's not possible. Once you have the position, there are certain functions you must answer to. And the Bible says that when we say headship, do you know what it means? Leadership. Leadership. You can say, I am the head of the house. But the question is, are you the leader of the house? Leadership. Do you know the leadership is very important? And leadership, you lead by example. If you are a head of the house and your wife is insulting you, you being the leader, you must say praise God and bring everybody together and lead and let us see. Location and function. I've spoken to people who are divorced and I realized that one main thing that I've identified is that most of the women I have spoken to who have divorced, they were looking for leadership from their husbands which they never got. And because of that, it was one of the reasons why they divorced. Leadership. You can easily say, oh, I'm the head of the house. Fine, that's the position. But what about the functions? Can you be trusted? Do you give good advice? Do you have wisdom? Are you spiritual? Do you guide us? When everybody is screaming, are you in control as the leader? Or you are screaming with us? Function. Marriages are breaking down because men are out of position. They are not being the leaders that God expected them to be. The second thing I want to say is that positions are interrelated. What does it mean? The Bible says the head of the man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. Most of the time, the men are telling the women, I am your head, but they are not asking themselves, is Christ my head? It's not a relationship in one direction. It's a relationship in two directions. You can't take one and leave the other. But once Christ is your head, then you qualify to be the head of the woman. You qualify. I realized that relationships, they're interrelated. And what I'm talking about, it's a position and a location that God gave in marriage. Number three. The third thing I want to say about the scripture is that if you interchange the positions, there will be confusion and chaos. We have the man, we have Christ in his place, the man in his place, the woman in her place. If the man removes Christ and he becomes the head and Christ comes to the bottom, there will be chaos. Complete chaos. So any other arrangement will not work. The only arrangement that will work is the spiritual location, and this one is the spiritual location, is the spiritual location that God has arranged in the realm of the spirit. This one is physical location. It's a spiritual location.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners, defund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kekubaden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kekubaden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabating.